My name's Carrie Lieberman, and I'm Executive Director of Green Hill Humane Society. I've actually been interested in animal welfare since I was a teenager. I started volunteering, and I've been working my way up. And I have a background in development and in marketing, and this seemed like a pretty natural fit because it combined a lot of that work with my love for animals. Our property runs out to all the fences. It's really beautiful out here. We're right across from the wetlands. And then we have fenced-in yards. This actually small yard is really for the small animals because the rabbits all get out for an hour or so a day, and they get to play in the yard. And then we have these yards out here for the dogs. The downturn in the economy has resulted in definitely an increase in the number of people that are seeking our services. People that have had animals for a long period of time that are finding that they can't afford them anymore. It's heart-wrenching. At this time, this is when we need animals with us. They give us companionship, and they actually improve our health. But people, if they've lost their jobs, if they have to move, they're looking at giving up their animals. And so we're seeing an increase in the number of people that are having to relinquish older animals, animals that require a little more care. We're actually even seeing an increase in puppies as well. Whereas people used to think that, oh, a litter of puppies, I could take care of that, they're realizing that those are a lot of little mouths to feed. We take in cats and dogs and rabbits and guinea pigs and gerbils and rats, pet mice occasionally. We've had the odd goat in here, chickens every so often. This is the cattery. It was built in 2000. It's a gorgeous, big room filled with cats. There are probably around 60 cats on the floor right now between the main floor and the side rooms, and they're all ages. We have two rooms of kittens and a number of adults and older cats as well. There are a lot of cats in this community. The joke is that if you want a cat, you just put out a can of food and suddenly you have multiple cats come to your doorstep. We're trying to address it through spay and neuter. Here we have an on-site clinic, and we're trying to encourage spay-neuter in the community as well. So this is the kennel we're entering. We have space to hold about 40 dogs. At any given time, there are about 20 to 30 available for adoption. It seems like this is a time that people realize that the foundations and fundamentals, things that you really care about, are important and should be nurtured. And what we're finding is that we actually have an increase in volunteers. Those donors who are interested in animal welfare are consistently giving, and in some cases giving more, because they realize that there is an increased need. At least in the next few years, there's not going to be a lack of need for our services. We need to be here.